Tim Stearns is joining us now, and not to, put this on you, Tim, but I think that's one of the reasons I love that you really don't have a minimum amount that you require for people to talk to, because I'm sure you talk to people that feel trapped, they're in trouble, they just need a voice and a pair of ears to listen to what they're going through. And Tim, I know you can't wave a magic wand and make retirement happen for people, but I'm sure you've chatted with people in dark moments and just find ways to get them to breathe and maybe think of ways you can help people out of situations, right, Tim?
Well, we're seeing this more and more, where people think they're in dire straits, and it's not necessarily that. And Google doesn't have all the answers, or ChatGPT, et cetera. And sometimes you just need a friendly human voice that can say it's going to be okay, and we'll get you through this.
Yeah, well said. I know you offer that to so many people,
Yep.
to everyone, really. I mean, we have had so many listeners, I think, respond, Tim, to when you joined us probably a year and a half ago now, since you've been on the program, but to your idea of, hey, I'm an approachable ear. There is no minimum. We're going to work through it and figure out ways to get this protect and grow blueprint. And one of the ways you do it, and you mentioned this at the end of your last appearance, was you just kind of casually said an X-ray for your portfolio. And that really hit me because even I, someone who hosts this show and have done so for nearly 5 years, if you were to really ask, like, I do know generally how much international equity I have versus US equity. I do pay attention to small cap, mid cap, large cap cycles only because I host this show and smart people like you have told me to do that. But even that, like, I don't know what's in the mutual funds or the ETFs I buy. And
Right.
I just thought that we could talk a little bit deeper about this X-ray that you do. So first of all, just talk us generally what you do. What are you looking for?
Well, the Capital One commercials are, what's in your wallet, right? So what we say to people at our workshop, what's really in your portfolio? And how much risk are you taking? Are you diversified? Are you concentrated in, AI, chips, tech? What are you? Are you tax efficient? What exactly is, what are the ingredients in your actual portfolio? And most people look at you like a deer in headlights, or even the do-it-yourselfers say, "No, I know what's in there." And then we actually get down to the dirty nitty-gritty of it, and they're always surprised. "Oh, I didn't know I owned that. Oh, wow, I have way too much of that."
Well, let me give you an example from my own personal life. So I look at my portfolio today because I knew we were going to be chatting about this. And in my head, I'm looking through the ETFs that I have. I'm like, well, I have like 14 of them that I use. And I looked at some of the mutual funds that I have, and I'm like, oh, I'm diversified over some of these. I went deeper under the hood, and Tim, most of them own the same stuff.
Yeah, right. So think about this. There are more mutual funds and ETFs than there are stocks out there. So we just had a couple in yesterday that listened to Tuesdays with Tim, and they had overlap all over the place. And they didn't have a clue that they had that. And and I said to them, if they came in and I told them, "Hey, we're just going to buy one stock over and over, would you sit here with me?" And they're like, "No, you'd think I was crazy." Well,
Right.
they don't want that. They want to have true diversification. You can't own the same stuff over and over.
Yeah. Well, explain that a little deeper. Why? What does it matter if we own too much of the same thing? Why does that set us up for potential problems?
Well, when you're handing your money off to another money manager, you think that they're going to diversify you. But here's the problem, is that these guys all kind of follow the leader. And if they're all buying NVIDIA, guess what? They're all buying NVIDIA. So when you own XYZ company and ABC company, they're all kind of buying the same stuff different day. And at the end of the day, you're not diversified. So when the market's going up, John and Mary are very happy. When the market's going down, they're not real happy, because all the same stuff is going down. And so what you have to realize is that inside of your portfolio, you should have uncorrelated assets. And most of these people own the same stocks and the same bonds over and over and over.
Right. And someone says, well, I have different, maybe AI ETFs, or I have different mutual funds that, oh, they must be picking different AI companies. They're not, Tim.
No.
They're all following the leader, which can get you a certain point. until it doesn't, right? Until those companies that they thought were going to be the leaders in building the new AI data centers are not, or they are building the HVAC systems. Turns out now a bunch of the contracts are going to a completely different company, and now all of them are sunk down a little bit. All right, we're just scratching the surface, Tim. What is your number in case people are getting out of the car and they want to make sure they reach you?
No problem. It's 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
I want to talk about more than just AI. I want to talk about different sectors, regions, fees, and all sorts of stuff. We'll get to it on our Tuesdays with Tim segment. All right, we're racing to see whose team can get the most ducks in the water at the Special Olympics Illinois Ducky Derby on August 6th. I mentioned yesterday that Lou Manfredini, out of nowhere, came from behind. I was leading for the first week and a half of this thing, and he catapulted himself up to the top, which is no surprise. It's Lou Manfredini. The man is a legend and an all-around nice guy. But the listeners yesterday, Lenny File, did a little match thing, and we got up to now we're within 40, 42 ducks of Lou Manfredini. So that's great, because he's not on the air till Saturday again. Well, he'll be joining Lisa, and he joins John and everyone, but he won't have the microphone really for 4 hours again. And you know he's going to get another big push on Saturday. But what I didn't expect to see was Hochberg, who was in last place until Saturday, then spent 3 hours bashing me on the radio, saying that he could stand losing to anyone else, but he could not stand losing to me, which is just a mean thing to say. I basically named my kid after David Hochberg, and he throws that hot garbage at me for 3 hours. I thought that was a little rude, David. And look, I'm not telling people not to donate to David Hochberg. He got a ton today. He's now only 61 ducks behind me. If you want to throw your ducks to the guy that bashes another host, oh, yeah, that's all. That's your prerogative. But you know me, I'm a nice guy, right? Just like Tim Stearns, our guest here. Tim Stearns is on Team John H, by the way. So we are right now at 496 ducks. I would love to, if someone can go to WGNradio.com/duck, at least by four or by one or four of you by one, let's get over 500. I'd love to by the end of the show. We got 11 minutes here to report that we're over 500. We don't have to catch Lou today. We still got a couple more days on the air before Lou's there. We're going to do this. We're going to be okay. But I am the clear underdog in this race. These radio legends and Hochberg can't stand the idea of me maybe winning this thing since I'm newer at the station and, you know, on less. But I'm just saying, let's join Team John H. Let's shock the world, everyone. It's all for a great cause. And I really, join any team. That's fine. If you want to join Team John H., I'd love that. Support the incredible athletes of Special Olympics Illinois, WGNradio.com/duck, to adopt your ducks today. Now, Tim, you were not on Hochberg's show on Saturday, right?
I was not. I was not.
You wouldn't have let him berate me for 3 hours.
No, sir. I would never, John.
Yeah, you know what? I told people this on Saturday when I was on after him. You know what I want to happen? I want to be five ducks behind David Hochberg at the last second, and then have Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle buy six ducks on my team to win, because I think Hochberg's head would literally explode.
It'd explode.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. And then he'd launch an investigation on the Saturday. He'd be like, where'd that money come from? What pile of blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Tim Stearns is on Team John H for his Ducky Derby, which I appreciate, Tim. Okay, we're talking about an x-ray of your portfolio. You know, you're not as diversified as you think you are if you just threw a bunch of money at mutual funds, ETFs, even money managers aren't doing a good enough job at diversifying it. I want to do national, international, and different sectors, but you really want to talk about the fees, and that's something I hadn't considered when we talk about shopping around and investing in different places. Walk me through that.
So the big thing that people don't understand is that, you know, when you're in mutual funds, you see what the fees are through their, you know, you go online, you go on to Morningstar, you can see that. But what you don't realize is that there is turnover inside your portfolio. And what is turnover? That is when they're buying and selling. So what I ask people to do is call your mutual fund company, ask them how much turnover is in there, meaning how much does your portfolio change in a given year? Then, you know, does it change more when there's volatility, which would be nice. But the follow-up question is, how much do the trades in those mutual funds cost me as the participant? Okay.
Wait, so hold on. Every trade they make, that there might be a fee associated inside my mutual fund that I'm paying?
Yeah, of course. There's no free. I mean, whether you're Vanguard or Fidelity or a bigger company that is loaded fees, loaded trades, there's definitely someone's paying it. You know, there's no free lunch on Wall Street. I don't care who you are. So how much do the trades cost you? And then when the representative can't answer that, ask them to speak to their supervisor. And when that supervisor can't answer that, ask yourself, what are you paying for when they can't answer how much a trade costs? That makes no sense to me.
Sounds like you've made some of these calls and gotten those no answers for people.
That might have happened in my career in 32 years. The gray hair is real, John, and it drives me crazy. And then they don't outperform the index. So why do you have them?
So when you do this x-ray, are you able to parse out what those fees are and kind of lay out for people how much money they're leaving on the table?
100%. Our software always does that. But we can actually see what the turnover is. And then, of course, you have to ask yourself, what are you paying for? We had a lady in today who not only was being charged 1% to have her money with this one company, but she was also in mutual funds. So she's paying 1.20 to the different mutual funds. You know, so round trip, she was paying 2.20% for absolutely no trading being done inside of her portfolio. So that is a true x-ray, underperformance and lots of fees.
2.2% she's paying for not much happening versus what, Tim, are you doing? And I mean, like, I'm just curious, like, that seems probably like double of what you're doing and what you cost.
In the last 90 days, I had done 100 trades inside of my own personal account that I showed her. So, and she had only dividend reinvestment 9 times.
Wow. I mean, again, I always find this little nugget where I'm like, this is why someone should call you, Tim. 800-640-2256. That alone, like looking through with your software to find out how much money I am paying people to do absolutely nothing would be something I want to find out about. Okay, so we want to learn about the fees and we want to dive into that. What about like looking under the hood or doing the x-ray to find out even like the mid-cap, the small cap? I think a lot of people assume that their target date fund retirement is really allocated that, but they're not looking at like the cycles and when smaller mid is due for a run. I mean, they're not diving into that, are they?
Not at all. In fact, most of those, they just add more bonds when the market's volatile or you've aged out of an area and they just get it more conservative. And that's about it. There's not a lot of activity. There's not a lot of management.
What about cash? Are you able to see how much people are earning perhaps on some cash on the side, some interest, or is that not built in?
No, that's in there too. I mean, usually it's, you know, a money market that's not real sexy. I mean, you can see it's 3-4%, but I mean, that's nowadays there's actually some payment in there that's going to make it a little bit better than it was, you know, 8 years ago when they're earning nothing on their money. But at the end of the day, you can see exactly what the portfolio is doing.
How often do you get someone that comes in and they are like 97% invested in America, which I love it. I know that we've had a great system and it's been wonderful and we've made a lot of money invested in our country. I'm not saying pour all your money into international markets, but Tim, that's a hedge people I think miss.
Oh, I think so too. And you have to have some international exposure. I mean, we're evaluating by the week, you know, and I think a lot of these companies are missing the boat on that and they're just playing the, you know, your magnificent sevens and whatever the hot hand is, which is what the portfolio that I saw yesterday, it was just the hot stocks that are in America only, and you're missing out.
I wonder if one way we could tell, just on a broad sense, if we're not diversified enough, if we're not spread out enough, is, you know, one day in your mutual fund, look at what your mutual funds or your ETFs have all done in a day. And if, Tim, they're all pointing down on the same days and they're all pointing up on the same days, is that a good sense that maybe they all are owning the same things inside of them and you think you're diversified, but you're actually not?
That's exactly right. And you're looking at a totally correlated portfolio. And that is not something, if I'm in my 60s, that would give me anxiety at night. And I would be really worried about that because we've had a 17-year bull market. You know, what's the next step? I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom guy, but come on.
Yeah, I know. And like, granted, there's some big days where everything's up or everything's down, or seemingly everything is. But then again, sometimes gold is a good hedge for that, or there's cash options. There's a lot of other things. I just mean that it should be pretty rare that you see all the arrows green or all the arrows red.
What I'm seeing is people come in here and they don't have anything that's uncorrelated, like a commodity, like you just talked about, like gold or anything like that. And you should have some presence in there so that you have some kind of a barometer to the market besides stocks and bonds.
Who should be calling you, Tim? Where should they be calling you at?
1-800-640-2256. And anyone who wants to get an x-ray of their portfolio should give us a call.
I love that. And Tim, you hung on long enough. I just went over 500 ducks. The 312 texted said I was just about to buy a Team Hochberg duck, but after this last minute revelation, quack you, David, Team John H. I had to be careful when I read that. 800-640-2256. Tim, this was really enlightening. We're going to chat again soon. I appreciate your time.
All right, John, take care of yourself.
I will. And the ducks too. That's Tim Stearns, our Tuesdays with Tim.